This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Closing arguments took place in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump today. Tomorrow, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress to deliver his State of the Union address. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the details.
It is an unprecedented situation, a State of the Union address from an impeached president running for re-election. The White House says in the speech, with the theme of the Great American Comeback, U.S. President Donald Trump will encourage Congress to work with him. Trump, however, late Sunday, seemed to dampen such expectations, telling an interviewer he is not sure the Democrats can cooperate as they want to win this year's presidential election, and it doesn't matter how. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Director General of the World Health Organization is urging countries not to close their borders to foreigners traveling from China in response to the coronavirus epidemic in that country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The United States, Australia, Singapore, and a growing number of other countries are denying entry to foreigners traveling from China in an effort to limit the spread of the deadly coronavirus. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says 151 cases of the disease and one death have been confirmed in 23 countries outside China. He says the small number of cases can be managed without countries resorting to extreme measures.
There is no reason for measures that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade.
Last week, WHO declared the coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern and issued several recommendations to prevent and limit the further spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Turkey has said it struck dozens of Syrian government targets after six of its armed services personnel were killed in northwest Syria's Idlib region, an incident that could test ties between Moscow and Ankara. Reuters Joe Davies reports.
The area east of Syria's Idlib city is not unused to fighting. Now a clash has erupted between Turkish forces in Syria and soldiers of President Bashar al-Assad, a new development in the war that threatens to escalate. It began on Monday with Syria killing six of Turkey's armed forces. Turkey's President Erdogan said 30 to 35 Syrians were, quote, neutralized in its response. Russia said the Turkish military came under fire from the Syrian government because Russia hadn't been warned about Turkey's operations in the region, assertions which Turkey denies.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Conservative radio icon Rush Limbaugh has announced he has lung cancer. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Rush Limbaugh made the announcement on his show.
I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
He was reluctant to go public.
Because I don't like making things about me, but there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here.
The 69-year-old, who often boasted of talent on loan from God, says that he considers his listeners to be part of a family-type relationship. He says he didn't begin noticing shortness of breath until mid-January and that he plans to work as much as possible. Limbaugh has hosted his conservative national radio show since 1988. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A recording appears to show that Iran knew a Ukrainian jetliner was hit by a missile January 8th, immediately after takeoff. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and Iranian pilot purports to show that authorities immediately knew a missile had downed the jetliner after takeoff from Tehran on January 8, killing all 176 people aboard, despite days of denials by Iran. Ukraine's president has acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by a television channel on Sunday night, while in Tehran, the head of the probe team has agreed the audio is legitimate, saying it was handed over to Ukrainian officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Democrats in the farm state of Iowa are holding caucuses at this hour to begin picking a party nominee to face Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. 11 candidates are vying to be the favorite. The Iowa winner could get a boost in other state contests that soon follow in the nominating process, or shove poor Iowa performers out of the race altogether. Many caucus-goers have said they're still undecided. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.